Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Barry Lank with Ben Kirshner at the Final Edition, and at the time we're recording this, we're having one of those internet debates that are important for about a week.
So by the time you hear this, it'll probably be over.
Right. So somebody named Chloe Feldman posted an audio clip on Twitter, and when you play it, some people hear the word Yanny.
And they're absolutely sure of it.
They're absolutely sure that's what it is. And some people hear Laurel, and they're equally sure.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, Barry, those two words don't even sound like each other.
Not even close. So what we're going to do is listen to this for the first time, Ben and I, right here in front of you.
Yeah, we've never heard it before. We're completely unbiased. We don't really have any friends outside this show.
Or in it. So, Yanny or Laurel. Let's hear it.
Oh my God, he's been stabbed. Somebody call an ambulance.
What's happening?
He's been stabbed. Somebody in the bar stabbed him.
No, I'm all right. I just got a rest.
You're not all right. God damn it. Don't you close your eyes. Don't you go to sleep.
Somebody help.
I heard Yanny.
You've got to be kidding. It's Laurel.
I cannot hear it any other way.
It's Laurel. How can it not be Laurel?
Well, let's hear a few seconds again. Yanny.
No, just no. It's Laurel. You're wrong and you're stupid.
Thank you. It is a new shirt. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree. I guess everybody's going to have to decide for themselves.
I'm going to stab you.
What? More Californians were diagnosed with chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis in 2017 than ever before. The third year in a row, the state's STD cases hit a record high. A Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I thought that was an oil brand.
I thought it was bad when we were just getting fucked by the drought.
I'm just asking for a friend. Can you get an STD from having sex with a cat?
Can you give yourself an STD?
The way I do it.
Do you guys think that the bear on the California flag has herpes?
That's where I got it.
Because you know he goes bareback.
Yeah, that's why when I want to have unprotected sex, I go to Las Vegas, the cleanest place in the world.
Well, then I guess we should all stop fucking Cheryl.
Does this mean I can't share condoms, like, with anyone?
Are you telling me my organic vegan burlap condoms aren't working?
I did catch sexually transmitted diarrhea.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Hello. I'm Suzanne Greco, president and CEO of Subway Sandwich. At the end of June, I will be stepping down from my position. But before I go, I want to say a few things. While this company has left an unmistakable footprint in food courts and rundown shopping plazas across this beautiful country, my successor must ask himself how to compete against rising sandwich companies that use decent lunch meat, bread that suspiciously does not taste like an industrial sponge, and spokespeople who, I suppose, did not molest children, as far as you know. But I still believe there's a place for Subway. Does Jersey Mike's offer the least Italian meatball marinara ever assembled? Has anyone else even bothered to make a sweet onion chicken teriyaki sandwich on flatbread? No!
other sandwich shops avoid these things. Subway dives right in. And let me tell you about our pedophile spokesman. I don't care. I'm quitting. Let me tell you about Jared Fogel. Say what you will, but that pudgy pervert helped blow our sales from $3 billion in 1998 to $11.5 billion in 2011. So when we started hearing allegations against him, what'd you think we were going to do? Just fire him, right? Just walk away from the money? We were getting more outlets than McDonald's. But hey, we want to be the good guys. Let's go back to fighting for strip mall space with Blimpy and Quiznos. Is that how you people think this game is played? What planet are you on? And do you think you're going to be pure by eating at a Jimmy John's? Their founder was a big game hunter. There are pictures of Jimmy John Latad posing with dead elephants, rhinos, and leopards. Those are endangered species. Whereas, I mean, it's not like we're going to run out of kids. I mean, I could make some more right now. Someone, come at me. Come on, I got 9 months free and nothing to do. I will not shut up.
Subway, eat fresh.
After we do that, don't eat fresh. Eat Subway.
It's Mom News, your most trusted source of late-breaking news you need to hear, brought to you by your mother.
Good evening, sweetie. In tonight's top story, your dad got that Miata off the Craigslist. I didn't really want him to. That thing is too fast. He doesn't need to drive around that fast. He has high blood pressure. In other news, the neighbor's cats got into my garden again. Phyllis next door is denying her cats crushed my petunias. Your father really needs to fix the gate. He's in that garage all day with his Miata. Also, I ran into Gladys Ortega, your friend Mike's mom, over at the Costco. He's an engineer now and just had his second baby. She asked about you. I said you were in between jobs and back at home. What? It's nothing to be ashamed of. I saw in The View many of you millenniums are doing that. Now, let's check in with the weather.
We have a cold front moving in tonight, so you better bring your jacket. That nice one that I got you from JCPenney's, you should wear it more. Tomorrow, it's going to be warm with highs at 79 degrees, so you better wear your sunblock. Janice at Curve, she found a spot she thought was skin cancer, but it was just a freckle. But you could never be too careful.
Don't forget your hat, darling. Hold on. We have late breaking news. Gladys Ortega just added me on the Facebook. Let's go there live.
Hi, sweetie. I'm here live on the Facebook where Gladys Ortega has posted pictures of her new grandchild. A full album of 72 photos we will definitely show you. Oh, look at these pictures. They are so cute. I could eat that face.
Oh,
just
yum,
eat it
yum,
right
yum.
Up.
Num, num, num.
Oh, my God. Give me seconds.
Give me seconds. Those cheeks. I can't wait until you give me grandkids whose pictures I could share on the Facebook. You still haven't me added back as a friend on there. Poke, poke, remind ya. And finally, I got more of that soup you like from Ralph's, the cream of chicken. I saved 30 cents with my Ralph's Club card. You really should get a Ralph's Club card, honey. You could get good discounts whenever you get married and finally settle down. No, I'm not pressuring you. I'm just worried. Lord knows I got enough to worry about with your dad racing around in that Miata. What a hothead. For Mom News, I'm your mom. And stop slouching like that. You're more attractive when you sit up. Good night, baby.
That concludes old Illuminati business. Does anyone have any new Illuminati business?
Ha! New business? Who has time for it, between the world media conspiracy and the chemtrails?
All right, if there's no new business, that concludes this Illuminati meeting.
All right, I'll see you later, everybody. Brother Balthazar, Sister Pandora.
Good night, Brother Malachi.
Good night, Mal.
Oh, is anyone else leaving?
What?
Oh, nothing, it's just I'm halfway out the door already, and you guys are still sitting. Are you guys meeting without me? Or?
Oh, yeah. We'll be right behind you.
Oh, okay. All right. You guys coming, or?
We have a couple of administrative things to finish up. Who's hosting the Spring Fling this year? Things like that.
Oh, then why did you adjourn the meeting? I'm happy to stick around.
No, it's fine, Malachi. We have it handled.
Oh my God. You guys are like a secret Illuminati of the Illuminati.
What? That's silly. It's just like a steering committee.
Wow. You think you make it all the way to the top, and you're finally an insider. Top of your field, and then your partners are keeping secrets from you. I expected better of the Illuminati.
We're sorry.
Yeah, you're right. It sucks to feel left out.
Thank you.
So we'll see you later.
Oh, come on!
Squeeze by you, buddy?
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, sure.
Hey, guys.
Brother Gustav.
Sorry I'm late. Can't wait to get into some executive Illuminati business.
Executive Illuminati? Wow, that is so shitty. And Gustav? You let Gustav in? He's the janitor.
Dude, you're such an elitist.
Of course I'm an elitist. Until 2 minutes ago, I thought I was the elite. You know what? Forget it. Let's just see how you guys like it when I form the Illuminati Platinum Edition. And then everybody will want to be a part of it, and you guys can't join.
I feel like you have a poor understanding of what elite means.
Oh, screw you.
Well, I guess we have to kill him now. Should I send the lizard people?
No. Send the executive lizard people.
As you know, America is being attacked by a giant meat-eating hamster, which has been murdering people with radioactive poison. That's why we, the U.S. military Joint Chiefs of Staff, have decided to get a solution from you, a couple of TV political pundits.
Who better?
Welcome to both of you. Popular Fox News host Alan Daterape.
That's me.
And forgettable McNothing Face from MSNBC.
Present.
Let me describe the threat. The hamster is 270 feet tall, and he actually has a lot of support from people inside our own country. Also, the 270-foot-tall hamster speaks Russian, and the hamster isn't a hamster. He's Vladimir Putin, and he's normal size. I want to hear some solutions.
Well, first of all, the same thing happened under Obama, and nobody complained.
There has never been a 270-foot hamster literally chewing on wires in the White House.
You conveniently forget the gopher.
What gopher?
Look it up. When Obama was president, a gopher showed up on the White House tennis court.
I'm Googling it now. How big was this gopher?
Why does that even matter?
Was it 270 feet?
It doesn't matter.
Google says it was 12 inches.
That's the same thing.
270 feet equals 12 inches?
It does when you leave your ivory tower, Snowflake.
We're getting bogged down here. A forgettable McNothing Face, what should we do to fight a 270-foot hamster who, as I said, is just a regular-sized Putin?
Well, as I've said, if you want the right answer, you've got to ask the right question.
All right, well, what is the right question?
How will this 270-foot hamster affect the status of minorities in the film industry?
I don't think that helps anything. I mean, I don't mean to be negative,
but... No. I understand. You're racist.
Can I just say I kind of admire the hamster?
Look, how do we fight this thing?
No gays in the military.
Bigger abortions.
Hillary Clinton killed Seth Rich.
Vaccinations caused bovine leukemia.
Woodstock was a mistake.
He's gnawing on the door outside right now.
You people are useless. I've already heard your ideas before, and I think they were all originally written by the hamster.
We know that!
Welcome! I'm Crystal the Crystal Healer, and I am so stoked to balance your chakra today.
Thanks. I've been so stressed lately, my friend suggested that I try this new agey stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. You know, before I was a crystal healer, I was actually neck deep in a methamphetamine addiction. Then I found myself in another crystal. You know what they say, from crystal to crystal.
I've never heard that.
First, let me sage the space to remove any negative energy. Sage is the only thing that I burn nowadays. Which is weird, because I actually burned my house down just the other day, which never happened when it was a meth lab.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. But I guess at least you're trying to turn your life around?
Yeah, sure am. I'm so much happier now. On meth, I'd pick scabs on my face because I thought I felt ghost bugs. I still hallucinate on the crystals, but now my skin is clear.
That's great. So what crystals are good for, like, money and career?
Oh, geez, I'm still figuring that out. I spent so much money on these crystals that I'm poorer than when I was on meth.
Wow. I mean, if they're so expensive, isn't it just as bad as a drug addiction?
No. I actually made more money when I was on meth because I would prostitute myself. But that doesn't mean it was right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, this healing crystal just looks a lot like crystal meth.
Maybe you should use one that doesn't look like meth. I don't know, maybe like that purple one. Oh my god, what are you doing?
Don't worry, I know it's not real crystal meth. I need to pretend. Like how cigarette smokers need just like the act of smoking, you know?
Okay, look, I knew this wasn't going to be for me, but I'm just going to go.
Crystal, you got my money?
Who is this guy?
Oh, shit, it's my crystal dealer.
Your crystal meth dealer?
No, I don't do meth anymore. I told you, I've turned my life around. I will suck your dick for more crystals.
You know I only get hard for rose quartz. Come on now, it's already the 15th.
The 15th? Oh my gosh, how can I forget? It's been 1 month that I've been off crystal meth. Since they found me passed out in a ditch from a meth cleaning spree, they found me trying to clean mud. That's when I knew I had to do something. So I stumbled into this crystal shop thinking it was a fancy meth store, and I never left.
Jesus.
This calls for a celebration.
I'm sorry, but you're making a phone call in the middle of my appointment?
Oh, no. It'll be fast. I just feel so centered. I deserve some cocaine.
I thought you were clean.
Yeah, of meth.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tonight on The Final Edition, we present a look into one of nature's most terrifying and destructive monsters, a human adult going through a breakup. Our special cameras have captured a rare glimpse into this miraculous cycle. Here we see the specimen at the very beginning, egg state. After texting all her friends to generate the necessary levels of sympathy to make the transformation, the adult builds a shell of rage sadness to protect herself during this vulnerable phase. The shell insulates the creature against the damaging effects of feelings and comes with a built-in defense mechanism to drive off any encroaching predators.
Oh, you want your stuff back? How about the last 6 months of my life, Dave? When do I get those back?
Now watch as the newly single adult has emerged into her larval caterpillar state. She begins gorging on a steady diet of bitterness and regret, which will eventually provide the emotional nutrients she needs to get over the relationship. The sympathy that nourished her during the previous state is now toxic to her system, causing her to lash out at any sign of concern.
I'm fine. I'm fine. I am totally fine. Okay? I'm, like, so good.
Amazing. After consuming enough depression to become emotionally numb, the human adult enters her chrysalis state. Here we can see her putting on a hardened shell and entering a period of walled-off introspection. This is also a time of immense physical changes.
I'm in a good place. I'm gonna get a new tattoo. No, wait, a haircut.
Finally, the human adult emerges from her pupa as a beautiful butterfly. Wiser, happier, and totally not suspecting that this new flower will ever hurt her in the exact way that the other one did.
In this one regard, and only this one regard, I am no longer a broken person.
And so the cycle continues, as it has since time immemorial, until our human adult is eaten by a lizard. Which I guess in this metaphor would be, I don't know, there's Armenian sex traffickers from the Taken movies, the films?
You have a really sexy accent. Would you mind walking me to my car?
Ah, nature.
Hello, students. I'm your teacher, Mr. Belvedere, no relation, and I want to welcome you all to your first day of first grade here at LA Elementary. Now, I'm going to take roll, so just call out here when you hear your name. Winona?
Here.
Rex?
Here.
Jasper?
Here.
Odysseus?
Here.
Levon?
Here.
Kaya?
Here.
Apple?
Here.
Banana?
Here.
17?
Here.
Freedom?
Here.
Robert?
Here.
You have a stupid name.
Your name's Banana.
Are you from another country?
No, I'm from Palmdale.
I like your name. It's like my great-grandpa's name. He has giant ears.
Thanks.
Okay, students, settle down. Tricophony.
Here.
Hecubus.
Here.
Okay, well, that's everyone. Now open your books to Chapter 1, Stars. They're just like us. And let's get started.
Is this going to be on the test?
Shut up, Robert.
Nothing's going to be on the test.
Do people call you Bob?
Yeah. Why?
The test is up and down.
I hate my life and all of you.
Don't call me darling love because it rhymes with falling love. I trust a quarrel there will never be. But I must have a prize name. Then rhyme a name with prize. Angel Eyes.
Oh.
Rhymes with prize.
That's the best name for me.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Game Show, the game show where girlfriends battle it out for cash and prizes. I'm your host, Wink Winkerdale. Our contestants today are Gina, a girlfriend who's been dating a guy for a couple years but feels he will never propose and yet is scared to move on.
I look happy.
Jessica, a girlfriend who is being cheated on.
Jason's working late again.
Okay, and Cindy, a woman who just became a girlfriend in her 30s.
This is the one. I can feel it.
Oh, right. Okay, Cindy, we don't want you to wait for anything else, so we're going to let you go first. Cindy, if you could please pick a category.
This is the one. I can feel it. Women he cares about for 200.
Name women he cares about, Gina.
Not me.
Not quite what we're looking for, and also a strange peek into your dark, albeit cheerful life.
We're going to the movies this week while my youngest cousin gets married, but I love movies. I can watch movies forever.
And you just may. Back to the question. Name women he cares about, Jessica.
His mother and Hillary Clinton the day before the election.
Oh, hint. There's three answers on the card. Cindy.
His mother, Hillary Clinton, the day before the election, and Hillary Clinton 2 months later when it all became real.
Correct. And Cindy gets control of the board.
Control. When the board gets home, I don't hear complaints.
And it seems like Jessica continues to hear what she wants. She's in her own world. Cindy, pick a category.
This is the one. I can feel it. Black holes for 300.
What is a black hole, Jessica?
Where my boyfriend goes on Saturdays because it has no cell reception and I'm pretty sure no one sees him.
Girl, he is cheating on you.
Cheetah Rivera is a national treasure.
Wow, that was nowhere near what she said. Cindy.
A black hole is what I thought of my life until I had someone to share it with.
That is correct, and also a sign our judges don't do astronomy. Control of the board goes back to Cindy.
This is the one. I can feel it. Drawers for 100.
It's been 3 years. Do you still carry your shit back and forth like a bindle-loving, rail-riding hobo, or do you have a drawer at his place? Gina.
Saddle up the rails, hand me my tin can, and no one look at this 10-pound bag I'm taking to a birthday party.
May I just say that while it's technically right, that answer is plain wrong.
Oh, baby, don't tell my girlfriend about this.
Oh, no, that sound of Jessica's boyfriend cheating on her means we're almost out of time.
I didn't hear anything. Did I leave my phone on silent?
So we're going straight to the final question, and the category is Friday night. It's Friday night. What are you doing, Gina?
Saying congratulations to the girl I didn't like in high school who has a baby now, so there's two of her in the world. Score 2-0. Total cool people shutout. And then later that night, laser tag.
I'm sorry, we were not looking for that.
Neither was I, Wink.
You wagered, 3 years of your life.
I got perhaps 50 more, though, so jug-a-lug train, this hobo's toot toot, hanging on.
Okay, let's go to Jessica, who is making out with her boyfriend.
I love you, babe.
Yeah, Jennifer.
No, silly, Jennifer's my best friend's name.
And fair to assume she bet her dignity and lost. Cindy, please just tell us you have a right answer.
This is the one. I can feel it.
And you wrote down...
This... is the night where I feel it.
And it doesn't matter what you bet, because you're definitely our winner tonight, as you're the only one who scored anything earlier.
Oh my god, I just keep scoring. I love you, babe. I love you so much.
Yeah, sure. We'll be back after this commercial break, so we'll see everyone but Jennifer's boyfriend very soon.
It's Jessica. What is with everyone?
Congrats, Mr. Martois. You're next.
Yeah, yes. Thanks for bringing me in.
Of course. So you want to work for the law offices of Palland, Drome, and Drome & Pell.
Yeah, I graduated in the top of my class at Stanford Law, and excellent scores on the bar exam.
That's pretty good. But not good enough for our standards here.
Oh, all right then.
You gotta give us some more if you want me to consider hiring you.
Well, as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a lawyer.
And?
I would argue every interaction I ever had as a child.
Good, good. But what else? How badly do you want to be a lawyer?
Well, very badly.
Would you work 500 hours a week?
There's only 168 hours in a week.
Law doesn't care about being specific.
I think specifics are pretty important.
Would you kill a man?
That's illegal, though.
Nothing is illegal if you're a lawyer. I've killed hundreds and got myself off every time.
You know what? I don't think...
I got myself off legally and sexually.
Did you just say what I think you said?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
fuck you.
Oh.
Yeah, did you just say what I think you said? I got myself off.
Legally and sexually.
You know what? I don't think nothing is illegal.
If you're a lawyer.
I've killed hundreds and got myself off.
Every time that's illegal.
Though, would you kill a man, I think?
Specifics are pretty important.
Law doesn't care.
About being specific, there's only 168 hours in a week. Would you work?
500 hours a week?
Well?
Very badly.
Good.
Good.
But what else?
How badly do you want to be a lawyer, I would argue?
Every interaction I ever had as a child, as long as I can remember, I've always wanted it.
To be a lawyer, you gotta give.
Some more if I want you to consider hiring me?
All right, then. Well, that's pretty good.
But not good enough for my standards.
Here. Yeah.
I graduated in the top of my class at Stanford Law and received excellent scores on the bar exam.
Of course. So you want to work for the law offices of Palland, Drome, and Drome & Pell.
Yes. Thanks for bringing me in.
Congrats, Mr. Martois. You're next.
And that's our show. This episode of National Lampoon's The Final Edition was written and performed by Barry Lank, Ben Kirshner, Bridget Fitzgerald, Chase O'Donnell, Courtney Page Barnett, Jean Augusto, Gil Barron, Jessica Park, Joe Davis, Keith Saltajanes, Mike Biza, and Samantha Gerwitz, plus our guest Alex Schmidt from the Crack Podcast. As always, I've used a lot of music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. My technical guru at the studio is the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson. Our executive producers are Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler. This show was engineered and directed by me, Barry Lank. I'm in charge of the West Coast production. See you next time. And one more thing.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.